It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it and throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones won't foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
For Wolf Manesh, a three.
Good! You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter than that son of a bitch.
Colbert.
All right, welcome in. Yeah, I know, typically try to have a good attitude on Mondays, right? Start of the work week, back on the grind for most. I know a lot of people work on the weekends, yours included, but you know what I'm getting at here. Here's how I'm going to put it. I don't think I'm going to raise my voice. Maybe be as pointed in my commentary as I can be at times. But here's what I've been saying for those I've interacted with, either in person or, not too many text messages, because as I'll explain here in a little bit, but just since the bracket came out last night, the men's bracket, I've been saying it's the most reprehensible bracket in the history of the NCAA tournament. And being fair, like trying to make sure that I'm being fair about all this, the fact that the two highest ever net ranking teams, they broke the record twice last night, the committee did, with regard to highest ever net ranking team left out of the tournament. They did that twice last night with Indiana State, who I stumped for on this show on Friday. If you want to hear me yell, raise my voice, I think would be a more accurate way of saying it, then you can go back to last Friday's podcast and hear me raise my voice about how Indiana State, if they didn't get in, it'd be criminal. And there should be a crime to charge this committee with, because they messed this thing up so many different ways. I don't even know where to start. I was so upset about the bracket once it was completely unveiled during the selection show yesterday. And I gave it a once over again, you know, they go region by region and then you see it in total. I turned it off. I didn't want to hear anybody talk about it. I didn't want to hear Seth Davis, Jay Billis, name your analyst. I didn't want to hear anybody talk about it because it was an absolute sham. What happened yesterday? It set college basketball back. This bracket and every member of that committee should be ashamed of themselves. They did a poor job, and I'm sure they're nice people. I'd like to hope that most of them mean well and had genuine intentions on putting together the best bracket possible, but they got nowhere near that mark. They got nowhere near that mark. Six Mountain West teams, and I was telling somebody this earlier today when I've talked about it a little bit because I got so upset. Like I was saying, I turned it off. I just disengaged from sports last night, not long after that bracket was out at, what, 20 after 5, half past 5. It was all the way out. I turned on a hunting show. I just didn't want to engage in sports because I knew the amount of energy that I would expend if I voiced my frustration wasn't worth it. Like, that committee didn't deserve that amount of energy from me to make it clear just how upset I am. And I, as you can see, I don't even have it today. Like, they don't deserve all that energy that should be poured into calling this reprehensible bracket out. But the politics of college basketball are disgusting, frankly. Completely disgusting. Michigan State at 19-14. Okay. As you might imagine, I'll watch a little bit of college basketball. Just a little bit, you know. It's called the eye test. I mean, 19-14 speaks for itself. Who the hell wants to see a team with 19 wins in the damn tournament? Who in the hell? If you want to see a team with 19 wins in the tournament, and whether it be Michigan State or anybody else, okay, St. Peter's has 19 wins. They got in. Of course, they won their conference tournament. If there's a team that didn't win its conference tournament that you think should, and here's why, they should be in the NCAA tournament in any year, call me right now, 319-277-1918, if you are a Sparty fan out there. Make your case, because I don't think you have one. There's no way. And you know what it is? I'll say it. This committee doesn't have the stones to break Coach Izzo's record, right? Was it 26 tournaments in a row? That's what it is. And that's yet another reason why the politics of college basketball are just disgusting. If it gets much worse, it'll be as bad as the politics that happens in D.C. And that's saying something. But six Mountain West teams. What the hell's Dayton doing in there? Michigan State. It's just, and then it's, oh, well, you know, it was so hard because of all the bid stealing. No, it's not. The best teams should get in. The best teams. Indiana State was one of the best teams. It's like I said on Friday, what more do you want from Indiana State? And then they have the gall to go on TV and say, well, you know, you look at Indiana State's out-of-conference schedule. Well, your pretty little Power Fives, they're too scared to play Indiana State. The only chance in hell that a team like Indiana State gets to play a Power Five and get a quad one game is at their multi-team event that they play typically around Thanksgiving, that early in the year when you don't even know who you are as a team yet, or some of those MTEs closer to Christmas, not nearly as many of them. It was just another reminder, and a profound reminder. It's what you get, the reminder every year. If you aren't biased toward the Power Five, if you realize that the gap that exists between Power Five and mid-major basketball is not much of a gap at all. It's not. Okay. But every year it's just a reminder of the politics in college basketball, the bias toward the Power Five. And this year's reminder was just profound. And I am so upset with this bracket. It's just disgusting. It's reprehensible. These committee members, as I said, should be ashamed of themselves. And college basketball just took a step back yesterday at 5 o'clock, about 5:20 Central Time. College basketball took a step backwards. But I'll watch it. I'm going to watch it because it's one of the greatest shows on earth. The NCAA tournament, but there you have it. That's what I can muster up about it. I mean, I could do a whole show yelling about this damn thing. I really could. But you know, we got other plans, and it's a Monday. And like I said, I kind of, you know, in a sense, I already apologize. Sorry, the vibes aren't positive on a Monday. I like positive vibes on a Monday. But this is a joke. This bracket's a joke. And if you got thoughts on it, 319-277-1918, 800-913-9479, or you can email the show, email me, Cole@1650thefan.com, tweet at me, X at me, @RealColeBear, @1650KCNZ, send us a message on Facebook, 1650thefan, you type that in, you'll find us on the Zuck Machine, hammer the like button, and you'll get more local and statewide sports content in your Facebook feed. However you are tuned in, appreciate it very much. 1650 AM, 102.3 FM, 1650 The Fan app on your smart speaker or streaming online. It's 1650thefan.com. We'll get to area sports news and scores here in just a bit. I am your host, Cole Bear, inside the Circus Sports Studio, Monday edition of the show in progress. After we're done with area sports news and scores, we'll take a timeout and get you a VSiN action update. a national sports update and a forecast. Come back on the other side, and John Walters, Iowa State men's basketball play-by-play voice, will join us. What a weekend in Kansas City for TJ Otzelberger's Cyclones. Wow. And can't wait to talk to John about it. And then, of course, Iowa State getting the 2 seed in the East region. I didn't even get into that. That East region's a joke. The East region is such a joke. And then putting Drake where they would match up with Iowa State. That's ridiculous, too. I don't like that at all. They wouldn't do that to other rivals. They just wouldn't. All right, stay on track, Cole. Okay, John Walters in the second segment. After we're done with John, you know, we got plenty to talk to John about. After we're done with John, we'll take a timeout near the bottom of the hour. Get your Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim. Come back in the third segment. And you want to talk getting into positive vibes. I mean, if talking to John isn't going to do enough for you, maybe you're a Hawk fan or something. The bracket attack unveiling. I got that done today. Came in, got everybody paired up with their two teams and your two teams in different regions. It is set. I am looking at that as well. That bracket makes me a lot happier than looking at the other bracket. And we will go through it. You will hear, if you're in, you'll hear your name twice attached to a team. And so we'll get through that in the third segment of today's show. After we're done there, we'll take the final timeout, get you an NFL Network update, Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary, then come back for a final time on a Monday and wrap up the show. So that's the plan, boys and girls. So try to stay on schedule here. Area sports news and scores for your Monday. The Iowa State men's basketball team cemented a 2 seed in the NCAA tournament when it captured the Big 12 tournament championship Saturday night. Cyclones just dismantled top-ranked Houston 69-41 in that championship game. Largest margin over a number one team since UCLA beat the Cougars by 32 in the 1968 Final Four. How about that? Iowa State used an 18-3 run to turn a 30-23 halftime lead into a blowout. Keyshawn Gilbert was named the tourney's most outstanding player. Sixth time in school history that Iowa State has won the Big 12 Tournament Championship. And following Selection Sunday, Iowa State, a 2 seed in Omaha, the East region, and will take on 15-seed South Dakota State on Thursday. That's a 5:30 pregame here on The Fan, your official station for Cyclone Nation. As I mentioned, Drake Bulldogs right there in Omaha as well. They are the 7 seed, and they will take on 10-seed Washington. If the Cyclones and Bulldogs win, they're going to face each other in the second round. And Drake, of course, earned its bid automatically by winning the Missouri Valley Conference tournament last weekend. The Iowa men will play in the NIT. The Hawks host Kansas State in the first round tomorrow night at 8. Iowa 18-14, K-State 19-14. Ninth NIT appearance in program history for Iowa. It's first since the 2016-17 season. Three in-state women's college basketball teams got into the tournament last night for the first time in 32 years. Iowa, a 1 seed, and the Hawks will face either Holy Cross or Tennessee Martin in the first round. Those two teams play a first four matchup, of course, ahead of that first round. Hawks are going to host the first and second rounds in Iowa City, 8 seed West Virginia, number 9 seed Princeton, the other teams in Iowa City. Drake is a 12 seed in Iowa's region. Bulldogs will face 5 seed Colorado. Drake's first round game will be in Manhattan, Kansas. Iowa State is heading to Stanford, California to take on 10 seed Maryland. Cyclones got a 7 seed. If they win, they'll likely play 2 seed Stanford in the second round in Palo Alto. That's a tough draw for Coach Finley and the Clones. Wartburg finished second at the D3 National Wrestling Championship Saturday. Augsburg won the title with 95 points. Wartburg had 87.5, second straight year that Augsburg has won the championship. For the second consecutive year, the Knights Massamoa in Dene won the 197-pound title. In Dene finished the year 28-0. UNI was held to just one hit, lost at Belmont 4-0 yesterday in college softball. Despite the loss, UNI took 2 out of 3 against the Bruins to open Missouri Valley Conference play in Nashville this weekend. UNI back in action next weekend, playing host to Indiana State. Also in college softball yesterday, Wartburg won a pair of games at the Pioneer Classic in Kentucky. The Knights defeated Adrian 6-2 and Defiance 3-2. Wartburg has won 3 straight, is now 6-7 this season. The Iowa State men's basketball team up big in the AP Top 25 this week. Cyclones go from 7 to 4, highest ranking for Iowa State since the 2015-16 season. And the final women's AP Top 25 is out. Iowa is second behind top-ranked South Carolina. And the Hawkeyes, as I had mentioned, they're going to take on the winner of that playing game between Holy Cross and UT Martin. News today for Ben Jacobson's UNI men's basketball team. The transfer portal is open, and a number of Panthers have jumped in, highlighted or led by Nate Heisey. He was the leading scorer for the Panthers this past season, 13.5 points, 6 rebounds, 2.5 assists, All-Missouri Valley Conference third-teamer, 6'4" guard from Lakeville, Minnesota. Heisey's in the portal as well as Michael Duax, Ege Peksari, and Cole Henry. All right, let's take this time out. We'll get you a forecast, a VSiN action update, a national sports update. We'll come back on the other side. And John Walters, the Iowa State men's basketball play-by-play voice, joins us next right here on The Fan.
Now, your national sports update on The Fan.
Here's Dan Byer.
Bunch of moves happening in the NFL, including in New Orleans, where the Saints and defensive end Chase Young have agreed to terms on a one-year deal worth $13 million. That's according to the NFL Network. Young finished the season with the 49ers after being dealt to San Francisco by the Washington Commanders. Speaking of San Francisco, they will forfeit a fifth-round pick and have their fourth-rounder in the 2024 draft moved to the end of the round after accounting errors were found in their salary cap in 2022. Atlanta Falcons quarterback Kirk Cousins will wear jersey number 18 with his new team. NFL Network says former Vikings running back Alexander Mattison is signing a deal with the Raiders. And former Packers left tackle David Bakhtiari plans to play in 2024 after appearing in just one game last season because of a knee injury. That's according to the NFL Network. Linebacker Leighton Vander Esch announced his retirement from the game. In baseball, the Yankees say Aaron Judge should be back playing on Wednesday as he returns from an oblique issue.
Not in the car? Not a problem. Just tell your smart speaker to play 1650 The Fan.
Hi, Todd Arnholtz, General Manager of Deary Brothers Collision Center in Cedar Falls. Let us relieve you of the madness in March. Don't get dunked on by using a non-certified body shop to repair your vehicle. At Deary Brothers Collision Center, you'll not only score a great-looking repair, but we'll run the court and execute the repair according to your vehicle manufacturer's safety standards. Whether you're traveling to work or sitting at a stoplight, accidents happen, and we're here to take the charge and help you rebound back into your vehicle. Deary Brothers Collision Center, 201 East Searley Boulevard, Cedar Falls.
One of the world's most spectacular Queen tribute shows is coming to Gallagher Blue Door. We will rock you. Saturday, March 23rd, 7 p.m. at Gallagher Blue Door. You heard Mark Martel's voice in the 2018 Freddie Mercury film Bohemian Rhapsody. So you think you can stop me? Now Martell and his band will rock you with iconic Queen hits and this nostalgic tribute to one of the most legendary groups of all time.
Listen, color, I just can't handle it.
One Vision of Queen featuring Mark Martell. One show only, Saturday, March 23rd, 7 p.m. at Gallagher Blue Door. Get your tickets now at gbpac.com.
This is Brent Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
Sign up for the VSiN Daily Newsletter to keep you up with the day's biggest sports betting news and insights. Only at vsin.com. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Caitlin Clark of the Iowa Hawkeyes are a number one seed of the NCAA Women's Tournament for the first time since 1992. They're plus 550 to win the national title. South Carolina minus 120 to win the national championship. LSU defending national champions 9-1. Texas 15-1. Hawkeyes will open up play against the first four winner between Tennessee, Martin, and Holy Cross. Iowa State of the men's tournament Thursday, a 16.5 point favorite against South Dakota State in Omaha, Nebraska. Also at the CHI Health Center in Omaha, Drake, a 1 point favorite over Washington State, 138.5 the total. For the latest sports betting news and information, go to VSIN.com. Mike Sennett, 1650, The Fan.
I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast. Mainly clear skies tonight with a low of 27. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Highs around 56 tomorrow, mainly sunny skies. clear skies. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 23. Highs around 39 Wednesday under mainly clear skies. 42 Thursday, slight chance for snow. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Currently 36.
Hey, who wants to have some fun?
Cole and Company with Colbert.
I do.
On 1650 The Fan.
Now, you just saying you want to have fun, or do you really want to have fun?
Of outstanding basketball by the Cyclones. And they defeat Houston in the Big 12 championship game 69-41. The Cyclones are champions of the Big 12 tournament for the sixth time in school history.
Just like everybody predicted it. Pretty easy, just beat down of the Houston Cougars for Iowa State. I couldn't even say it without laughing. Wow. I mean, what a game. For T.J. Otzelberger's team Saturday night at the Big 12 Tournament Championship. I mean, just a team that we've talked so much about on this show, and you've heard me say, man, I think there's something great here. I'm far from the only one. And, man, that was greatness on Saturday night. And that was the voice of course, John Walters on the Cyclone Sports Network, and he joins us now. John, I mean, I'm not sure the collection of words that should come together to describe what took place Saturday night, what took place this past weekend, but all the good adjectives you can think of apply here. Wow.
Yeah, start with wow. Yeah, that's a good one. And you could keep going, Cole, because, I mean, it's really amazing to watch. And not just the game against Houston. You know, Iowa State really played well against Kansas State and Baylor. But then, you know, you're going into the championship game and you feel pretty good about the way they're playing, but you know how good Houston is and that they've won 11 in a row and they've been destroying teams. They completely blew out Texas Tech in the semifinal. And you're thinking you're in for a dogfight. And Iowa State just dominated that game and looked up with about 6 minutes to go and Houston had 28 points. And I'm thinking, man, this is just unbelievable. And Eric and I kind of looked at each other and thought, you know, this is kind of like in the football season when they went out and just blew out BYU, or when they won at Kansas State and that surreal game with all the crazy touchdowns, you know, 80 yards. And it's just kind of that same feeling of, can you believe what we're watching, you know? And but to beat the number one team in the country and to do it by, you know, 28 points, absolutely amazing. And a real credit to TJ and his staff. I think losing to Kansas State was the best thing that could have possibly happened to this team.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they had been winning, they hadn't been looking particularly sharp doing it against the West Virginias and UCFs of the world. And I think this kind of was the jolt they needed to get their focus back and to really get to the practice floor and say, okay, look, you know, if we want to turn this season into something special, we have to be really good. I mean, Iowa State's never just going to out-athlete the North Carolinas and Kansases of the world. They have to be precise. You know, use some Matt Campbell terms. They have to be precise. They have to have detail. And I think the fact that those guys got back to the drawing board and really refocused their energy. And then I think the other thing that really helped was just the extra days of rest with getting the double bye, because I think you saw Taman Lipsey and Keyshawn Gilbert have that bounce in their step. And when they have that and they're able to blow by defenders and then toss in Milan Momcilovic making threes,
yes,
now all of a sudden Iowa State's a real problem to deal with. And so we saw all those things come together, and it was awesome.
Another thing, too, I mean, while we're getting into some personnel, how about the contributions that Omaha Ballou was able to make off the bench before Demarion Watson was able to return? I mean, as much as we've wondered and then heard occasionally, you know, nothing's wrong. He's sticking to the process. That was evident because when his number was called, he was ready, John.
He was. I was really proud of him for the way that he handled that situation. And, yeah, I mean, all the guys were ready. You know, Hassan Ward had a great tournament.
Yes, yep.
You know, Demarion, when he got in there, certainly did his job. You know, Curtis Jones continues to play at a high level. But, yeah, you know, what a testament to what TJ is doing with his team and to Omaha for just continuing to grind. I mean, he hadn't played since the home game against Kansas State in January. And to get those minutes and that opportunity and go out there and make the most of it was great. So happy for him and just happy for the whole team. I think that's one of the things that's special about this team is that they're very connected. I think it's such an important intangible this time of the year. You can focus on which team has a great three-point shooter or which team has a great rebounder. But, man, there is in a team game like basketball with one ball and five guys sharing it, chemistry, to me, is the most important thing this time of year. And I think it's why sometimes, not always, but I think sometimes that's why you see some of these really great teams getting upset in March because that chemistry isn't quite what it could be. And that's where I go back to Iowa State having that opportunity to kind of say, okay, not that their chemistry is bad, but just kind of saying, okay, we got to get back to doing the stuff we do really well, really, really well. And that's what they did this past weekend. And so now you feel great going into the NCAA tournament that they're playing their best basketball of the season.
John, I feel great about your Twitter game. You are dunking on some haters this weekend. And for one, go figure, there's haters on Twitter. But two, I mean, appreciate it. We need more highly respected people like yourself pushing back against some of those idiots out there.
Well, I'm probably going to take a rest from that for a little while as far as being the voice of that. All I know is this. I don't follow whatever Kansas State fan that was that put that on my timeline about all we care about is beating Kansas State or whatever. But I just thought, okay, I'll respond to that one. Shouldn't have probably, but then the one today I just put out a tweet because I just think there's so much positive energy coming out of Kansas City, okay? And TJ and this team, they feel so good about themselves right now that I don't want to drag the vibe down with any negative energy from people being ticked that Iowa State got the number 8 overall seed. Now, look, I was ticked too.
Yeah.
You know, when I saw the pairings come out, Seth Davis had said, a lot of well-respected people, Jerry Palm had Iowa State as a one seed.
Yep.
Seth Davis said they're either going to be a one or the highest two. And I thought they were going to end up going with North Carolina out west. And the one thing I didn't want was to go to Boston with Connecticut. That being said, it happened. You can feel sorry for yourselves for about 2 minutes, but then you got to move on.
Yeah.
And there's so many great upsets in this tournament. And at my age, Cole, as Eric Heff says, I've only got so much karma in my tank, right? And
yeah.
So I'm not going to waste it on worrying about what UConn's doing or any, you know, Kansas State's doing or anybody else. All my karma needs to go into Iowa State beating South Dakota State on Thursday night. So we're going to just focus it there. And, man, it's a great time of year, and Iowa State's a high seed, and they're in, you know, they have an opportunity to do some phenomenal things in this tournament. And the way they're playing, they can beat anybody. The way they're playing, it's not a good deal for Connecticut to have them in their region.
Right.
It's not a good deal for Auburn or Illinois to have Iowa State in their region. It's by far the toughest region. There's no question about that. But you know what? Iowa State's playing great basketball right now. Let it ride.
I said at the start of the show, John, I apologize to the audience because I like to, especially on a Monday, have positive vibes. And so I appreciate how you just laid it all out there because I said this is the most reprehensible bracket I can remember. I thought the committee did a really poor job, that East region included. But then again, by the time I got done ranting and raving in the first 12 minutes of the show, I said, I'm still going to watch and I'm still going to enjoy the hell out of it. And, you know, I'm going to hope that Iowa State and Drake both do really well. It's a damn shame that they would meet in the second round. But then again, I mean, we're all going to have a lot of fun if that's the case. Somebody's going to have to go home at that point. But, boy, wouldn't that be something over there in Omaha to have the Bulldogs and Cyclones fight it, you know, take on one another in the second round?
Well, it'd be great for the state because then you know you have a Sweet 16 team no matter what. And you know, it'd be tough for me. I'm a Drake graduate. I would love to have seen Drake go to a different region, and then I could cheer like crazy for him.
Same.
But I can't quite do that when they're playing Iowa State. But you know what? boy, Darren DeVries has done a phenomenal job with that program. Mm-hmm. They are just terrific. And they've got a tough matchup, too. Washington State, I watched them last night. They've got a lot of length, a lot of athleticism. They can present problems for anybody defensively, and they can really shoot, too, so at times. So it's a challenge for Drake, too. I think that game's kind of a toss-up in their game. And, mm-hmm. you know, I watched South Dakota State, too, and I'm very impressed with Eric Henderson's team. So
they're good.
You know, I think that you don't want to assume anything this time of year. You just want to go play your best, and you hope that you are playing your best going into this time of the year. That's exactly what you want to do. And mm-hmm. what Iowa State accomplished this past weekend, I think, puts them in that frame of mind that, hey, we can beat anybody, but we got to keep doing the little things. So, you know, I mean,
yep.
you can't stray away from that. But, man, when Taman Lipsey and Keyshawn Gilbert and Milan Momcilovic, and then we saw against Kansas State, you know, Rob Jones and Trey King were probably the most two valuable guys in that game. We've seen what Curtis Jones has been doing lately. So they're kind of hitting on all cylinders right now. We've said on your show, Cole, if Iowa State could ever get all those guys going at once, look out. And that's what we saw on Saturday night.
Yeah, no doubt about it. John, great stuff as always. Appreciate your time. Safe trip over to Omaha, and we'll look forward to you and Eric's call on Thursday night.
Sounds great. Thanks, Cole.
Thank you, John. John Walters, Iowa State men's basketball play-by-play voice, kind enough to join us on this Monday edition of Cole & Company. All right, in the interest of time and wanting to make sure that we can do right for all the 32 2024 bracket attack qualifiers, just going to jump into this next time out. We'll get you Radio Iowa Sports, come back on the other side, and the 1650 The Fan selection show will happen. The 2024 bracket attack field will be unveiled next right here on Cole & Company.
This is Sports on Radio Iowa. I'm Todd Kim. The Iowa State football team is embracing high expectations as spring practice begins this week. A young Cyclone squad stumbled early before finishing in a tie for fourth in the Big 12 race and a 7-6 overall record after losing to Memphis in the Liberty Bowl. Nearly all the key players return for next season.
I just think there's a lot of excitement around our group right now. I think there's a lot of energy and a lot of confidence that's been built because there's equity in what they've done, and yet also enough humility and character that even what they did still isn't good enough to where we want to be and who we want to become. But I think there's a great confidence of what we've got the ability to do.
Iowa State coach Matt Campbell, the Cyclones spring game is April 20th in Jack Tri Stadium. The Iowa State men's basketball team is ranked fourth in the AP poll heading into the NCAA tournament. The Cyclones open the big dance Thursday in Omaha against South Dakota State. Todd Kim, Radio Iowa Sports.
Can you imagine what it must be like to have nowhere to turn as a young teen? This happens when parents struggle with addiction, may be incarcerated, or unable to care for their child. And it's devastating. HALO is the foundation of a family for children without one, surrounding them with support, meeting their basic needs, and helping them set and reach their goals. With your support, homeless youth are given a chance at a better life. Go to haloworldwide.org today.
Every year, 4.5 million young adults between the ages of 18 and 24 visit the ER.
It's every parent's nightmare.
Umergency gives you all the tools you need to quickly and effectively manage your family's emergency. Umergency provides instant access to vital resources customized to your student's campus and local community, digital consent form, and built-in urgent alert button. Umergency gives you peace of mind when you need it most. Download your Umergency app now.
At Ballkirk & Holm, our personal injury clients don't owe anything unless we get a settlement or trial verdict. When that happens, our fees and expenses are paid from the client's insurance settlement. Our clients don't pay from their own pocket. And of course, if we get nothing, injury clients pay nothing. For a free consultation, call Ballkirk & Holm or visit ballkirkholm.com to learn more about our team.
Ballkirk & Holm, helping injured Iowans since 1958.
you enjoy riding your bike or motorcycle on Iowa's open roads, you already understand the dangers of cars and trucks acting unsafe around you and your fellow riders. But insurance companies can also disregard your equal rights to the road. If you're injured through no fault of your own, you can have your injuries and case disregarded. With offices in Waterloo and Iowa City, we serve clients statewide. For a free consultation, call Ballkirk & Holm or visit BallkirkHolm.com to learn more.
I'm Craig Gunderson, General Manager of Jerry Rolling Motors, and we're celebrating over 40 years in business. What's our secret? Hire and retain the absolute best staff in the Cedar Valley. Stop in today to see our expanding inventory of new Chevy and Buicks. 40 years of sales, 40 years of service, 40 years of making Jerry Rolling Motors right for you.
Jerry Rolling Motors, right for you.
Chevrolet, find new roads.
Love your home with City Builders. Offering composite windows, the most energy efficient window made in America. City Builders also carries their exclusive luxury bath systems done in a day. City Builders' state-of-the-art showroom featuring all of their products and experts to help make the remodeling process easy. Experience quality products with quality installation. Love your home with City Builders. Visit their showroom today at 2009 Center Street, Cedar Fall, or call 277-4000.
The Shirt Shack in Cedar Falls, super fast and super good. The Shirt Shack can put your business's logo on t-shirts, polos, quarter zips, sweatshirts, hats, and more. They're also the number one place to go to get your team shirts from youth to high school sports. And get it fast. Turnarounds generally just 3 to 5 business days after approval. Take a look at everything they have to offer at ShirtShackIA.com. The Shirt Shack in Cedar Falls.
Always in moderation, right? Not with this guy. Get maximum sports from 5 to 6 right here on Cole and Company with Colbert.
Yeah, welcome back. It's that time. The Fans Selection Show for 2024. Bracket Attack, and there's only one way to do it, and that's while we hear this. I tell you what, I'm a lot better selection committee than the one that put a bracket together last night. We already covered that ground. All right, so let's start in the East region, the Thompson Shoes region. The one seed, UConn, goes to Sean McKenna. 16 seed, Stetson, goes to Jeff Schmidt. The 8 seed, Florida Atlantic, goes to Mark Fleming. 9 seed, Northwestern, goes to Matt Fidelke. The 5 seed, San Diego State, goes to Kyle Everts. The 12 seed, UAB, goes to Kenny Loftus. 4 seed, Auburn, Dave Steinmeier. With 4 seed, Auburn, 13 seed, Yale, goes to Nick Ryan. The 6th seed in the East, BYU, Rod Colder. The 11th seed, Duquesne, goes to Steve Haas. The 3 seed, Illinois, goes to Matt Reekers. The 14th seed, Morehead State, goes to Craig Dinner. The 7th seed, Washington State, goes to Alex Lynch. The 10th seed, Drake, the Bulldogs, go to Michael Wells. And finally, in the East Thompson Shoes region of 2024 Bracket Attack, the 2 seed Iowa State goes to Randy Card. The 15 seed South Dakota State goes to Greg Endelman. Moving down your bracket to the West, the Cairns Printright region. The West, the 1 seed Craig Denner, North Carolina. The 16 seed Howard or Wagner. Adam Peterson. The 8 seed, Mississippi State, goes to Michael Wells. The 9 seed, Michigan State, goes to Cody Murray. 5 seed, St. Mary's, goes to Nick Ryan. 12 seed, Grand Canyon, goes to Alex Lynch. 4 seed, Alabama, the Crimson Tide, belongs to Josh Reekers. 13 seed, Charleston, goes to Bill Colesrud. The 6 seed, Clemson, goes to Dan Flaherty. and 11 seed New Mexico goes to Brian Schmidt. Rounding out the West, the Cairns Prentright region, 3 seed Baylor goes to Kenny Loftus. 14 seed Colgate belongs to Kent Wal-Vatney. 7 seed Dayton goes to Andy Graber. 10 seed Nevada goes to Sean Dirks. And finally, in the West, the Cairns Prentright region of 2024 Bracket Attack, 2 seed Arizona goes to Jason Kramer. 15 seed Long Beach State goes to Terry Fisher. All right, here we go. Moving on to the right side of the bracket. The South region, the Steamboat Gardens region. Tugboat Tuesday's tomorrow, you know. The 1 seed, Houston, goes to Adam Peterson. The 16 seed, Longwood, goes to Kyle Everts. 8 seed, Nebraska, belongs to Sean Dirks. 9 seed, Texas A&M, belongs to Jason Kramer. The 5 seed, Wisconsin, out of the Big Ten, goes to Terry Fisher. And a formidable-looking 12 seed in James Madison goes to Josh Reekers. 4 seed Duke goes to Ryan Goodwin. 13 seed Vermont, the Catamounts, belong to Randy Card. That's a good duo for Randy Card. Iowa State and Vermont. Upset alert right there, Duke Vermont. The 6 seed, Texas Tech in the South, goes to Kent Wal-Vatney. The 11 seed, NC State, the darlings of the ACC tournament, goes to Dan Flaherty. Dan Flaherty with NC State, the 11 seed in the South. John Calipari and the Kentucky Wildcats are the 3 seed in the South. They belong to Cody Winther. The 14 seed, Oakland, goes to Brad Manal. Rounding out the South, the Steamboat Gardens region. The 7 seed, Florida, goes to Jordan Payne. And the 10 seed, either Boise State or Colorado, belongs to Rod Colder. And finally, in the Steamboat Gardens South region, 2 seed Marquette goes to Jeremy Schlater. 15 seed Western Kentucky, the Hilltoppers, belong to Mark Fleming. All right, one region remains. In 2024 Bracket Attack Selection Show, it's presented by Maximum Sight and Sound, Ted's Home and Hardware, Deary Brothers Collision Center, Jerry Rolling Motors, Thompson Shoes, Cairns Prentright, Steamboat Gardens, and in this fourth and final Midwest region, your presenting sponsor is Marco's Pizza. In the Midwest, Marco's Pizza region, the 1 seed, Purdue, belongs to Greg Endelman. The 16 seed, it'll either be Montana State or Grambling, goes to Dave Steinmeier. The 8 seed, Utah State, goes to Matt Fidelke. And the 9 seed, TCU, the Horned Frogs, belong to Ryan Goodwin. Moving along, in the Midwest, Marco's Pizza region, Gonzaga, the 5 seed, goes to Bill Colesrud. And the 12 seed, McNeese, they won 30 games. Don't sleep on McNeese. The 12 seed McNeese goes to Matt Reekers. Dollar Bill Self and the Kansas Jayhawks are the 4 seed in Salt Lake City. In the Midwest Marco's Pizza region, the Kansas Jayhawks, the 4 seed in the Midwest, go to Cody Murray. Cody Murray with the Jayhawks. 13 seed Samford will take on Dollar Bill and the Jayhawks. Jeremy Schlater as Samford. South Carolina, the 6 seed, belongs to Brian Schmidt. And the 11 seed Oregon goes to Cody Winther. 3 seed Creighton, former UNI coach Greg McDermott, got another great team this season. The 3 seed Creighton goes to Jeff Schmidt. And the 14 seed Akron goes to Jordan Payne. Rounding out the Midwest, Marco's Pizza Region, and 2024 Bracket Attack Selection Show. The 7 seed Texas goes to Brad Manal. And the 10 seed, either Virginia or Colorado State, goes to Sean McKenna. The 2 seed Tennessee goes to Steve Haas. And last year's Cinderella, St. Peter's, let the peacock fly, remember? 15 seed St. Peter's goes to Andy Graber. There you have it, everybody. We've got our 2024 bracket attack field. I'm looking at the physical bracket right here. If you missed any of it, oh, I just joined. I didn't. What was my first team goal? Or what? I got my first one. What was my second one? Don't call. Don't email. I'll get it up on the website here momentarily. 1650thefan.com. That bracket attack post is right there on the homepage. You can't miss it. By 6:02. No later than that. And probably well before then. I will have this on the website at 1650thefan.com. Thanks again to everybody who listened so intently and called in when you heard the cue to call, whether it was during Maximum Mornings, the Dan Patrick Show, the Jim Rome Show, Rich Eisen, or here on Cole & Company. Big thank you to our presenting sponsor, Maximum Sight & Sound, a 55-inch big-screen TV. Can be had if you have the championship team. And one more time, we'll thank all of our other great sponsors for 2024 Bracket Attack. Thompson Shoes, our sponsor of the East Region. Karen's Print Right, our West Region sponsor. South Region sponsor, Steamboat Gardens. And Midwest Region sponsor, Marco's Pizza. Bracket Attack also presented in part by Ted Tolman Hardware, Deary Brothers Collision Center, and Jerry Rolling Motors. Along with the bracket going up at the website, in case you have not seen it yet, all of your prize information and what you can, what you already have won just by being in the field. That's also at the website, 1650thefan.com. All right, everybody. We're going to take this time out a little early. Maybe have some time for some audio on the other side. My big guy voice isn't going to last much longer, so we got to get out of this segment. All right, we take this time out. We come back and wrap up the show right after this.
I'm Brad Heller with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. The Patriots are signing former Vikings receiver K.J. Osborne, according to NFL Network insiders Ian Rappaport and Tom Pelissero. Osborne joins a receiver room that includes Juju Smith-Schuster, Kendrick Bourne, and Jalen Reagor. Rappaport is also reporting that free agent receiver Mike Williams is expected to visit with the Panthers, Jets, and Steelers this week. Williams was recently released by the Chargers after 7 seasons. Speaking of the Chargers, they're bringing back a familiar face, signing linebacker Denzel Perriman to a 1-year deal. Coming off his best season in 2023, new Bengals running back Zach Moss says he's excited to play a larger role with a new team and is ready for whatever he's called upon to do. Cincinnati signed Moss to a 2-year, $8 million contract after the team traded Joe Mixon to the Texans. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Now, during Staples' Print Big Sale, get $20 off your print purchase of $100 or more, $50 off your print purchase of $200 or more, and $100 off your print purchase of $300 or more. So the more you print at Staples, the more you save. To demonstrate, print at Staples, you save. But if you print at Staples, you save. See how that works? Staples Print Big Sale. Print more, save more. Up to $100. Ends 4/6. Visit staples.com/print for details.
Have you ever met a nematode? Probably not. But this sneaky ingrate and its billions of friends steal soybean yields right out from under your nose. Nematodes cause up to $1.5 billion in soybean revenue loss each year. And if that's not enough, they also amplify sudden death syndrome. Why? Because they're microscopic good-for-nothing thieves, that's why. Take action against these yield-stealing jerks with Alevo soybean seed treatment from BASF, the only proven winner against both SEN and SDS. And remember to always read and follow label directions.
The Iowa Soybean Association is celebrating 60 years of serving the state's soy farmers with an all-new program called Seeds of Success. From continued growth in production, optimism about the role soy will play in the biodiesel industry, and how checkoff dollars are benefiting producers, this program will highlight the future of soy and the work ISA does daily for its farmer members. A new Seeds of Success conversation can be found on the Brownfield website every week.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. The Steelers have been searching for a quarterback since the retirement of Ben Roethlisberger. Coming into the offseason with Kenny Pickett and Mason Rudolph as potential starters, that looked like the case once again. But instead of treading water, the team decided to be aggressive in improving the play under center. At the same time, the moves this offseason have controlled risk. Russell Wilson will cost the team less than $2 million against the cap. And after extensive trade rumors, Pittsburgh finally pulled the trigger on the trade for Justin Fields. A sixth-round pick is going to Chicago in that deal, less than the return San Francisco received in a deal for Trey Lance. The common saying is, if you have two quarterbacks, you don't have one. But with so much upside now at the quarterbacking room and a combined cap hit of just under $4.5 million, that risk appears to be well worth the reward for head coach Mike Tomlin and the Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise.
The less your business spends, the more margin you keep. But everything else costs more. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system that brings accounting, financial management, inventory, HR onto one platform. It reduces IT costs, and over 37,000 companies have already made the move. Now through April 15th, NetSuite is offering one-of-a-kind flexible financial programs. Head to netsuite.com/Patrick. You know, in today's world, it seems like the best treatment is reserved for only a few. Discover wants to change all of that. That's why your Discover card gives you access to 24/7 live customer service, as well as $0 fraud liability, which means you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Finally, no matter who you are or where you are in life, you'll feel special with Discover. Learn more at discover.com/credit card. Discover.com/credit card. Limitations apply.
You're listening to Cole & Company with Colbert. Follow Cole on Twitter at Real Colbert.
All right, welcome back. Where to go here? Where to go? I'll tell you this. I was at, before we maybe get to some audio, I was at the Unidome earlier today for the UNI Panther football program's annual pro day, and albeit, you know, no Trevor Penning or Spencer Brown, a consensus day one or day two pick among the eight Panthers that participated. However, Christian Boyd, first-team All-Missouri Valley Conference defensive tackle for the Panthers, third-team All-American, he is getting the most draft buzz of the eight that participated. Going back to late January, Boyd, Coach Mark Farley had to pull some strings and advocate because he wasn't getting invited to any of the bowls. You know, they'll do the Reese's Senior Bowl and stuff like that. Did not get an NFL scouting combine invitation, Christian Boyd. Coach Farley found a way to get him to the East-West Shrine Bowl. His performance there got him to the Hula Bowl, and that's all he needed was more opportunity to, you know, unveil himself, if you will, or just give himself more exposure before the NFL draft, because Christian Boyd really turned heads back in late January in that East-West Shrine Bowl, won a Practice Player of the Week award. The measurables are really good, 6'4", in excess of 300 pounds. I watched Christian Boyd in the UNI weight room today do 38 reps of 225. Sorry if you are having trouble right now sticking to your diet or your workout routine or whatever it was, because I certainly didn't feel any better about myself watching Christian Boyd pump out 38 reps on the bench, and that would have been best at his position at the NFL Scouting Combine, and second only to a center from Arkansas, Bo Limmer. Bo Limmer had 39 reps, and that was the most of anyone at the Scouting Combine. The next best was a defensive tackle from LSU, Jordan Jefferson, with 34 reps. So that was a real treat, being able to watch something like that today. Theo Day was among the Panthers that were participating. Him and Sam Schnee really looked great throwing the ball around in those passing drills. That was just about the time I had to come back here to the station. I was able to talk with Christian Boyd for just a little bit, so maybe able to bring you some of that audio on tomorrow's show. But he had told me that he's being told he has a draftable grade on him. So I would say day three, that's if I'm not mistaken, that's rounds 5, 6, and 7. Somebody's going to find themselves a really good defensive tackle, I would say, if they take Christian Boyd. He really was like a poster child, I would say, for the development, the physical and mental development that can happen and has happened a number of times with players in Mark Farley's program, with Jed Smith's strength and conditioning program. So was just really impressed with Christian Boyd. And I think there's a good chance that Sam Schnee, the wide receiver, Theo Day at quarterback, Matthew Cook at kicker, all are in rookie minicamps. You know, probably undrafted guys, more than likely, but get invites to rookie minicamp, and who knows from there. We've heard those stories many a time. That's all it takes is an opportunity. So, yeah, Bracket Attack. Bracket will be online soon. Congrats again to everybody. Thanks to John Walters. Have a great night.
You've been listening to Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.